The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now I'm joined by one of Ireland's most successful authors. Patricia Gibney has flourished in recent years, mainly through internet sales, but a copy of her first book, The Missing Ones, has gone over 500,000 copies. She's from Mullingar in County Westmeath. Patricia, thank you very much, Patricia Gibney, for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit, though. You started writing in very, very sad personal circumstances. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. It's 9 years ago this month, my husband Aidan was diagnosed with cancer. He was 49 years of age, an army sergeant, very fit, had been overseas. Our children were, the girls were doing their junior cert and leaving cert, and Kyle was first year in secondary school. And all of a sudden, this diagnosis came out of nowhere. So basically, overnight, our lives changed. But we tried to keep things normal, tried to keep things going until the 8th of May, and the consultant in Tullamore set us down and said, "Do you realise how bad this is?" And we were saying, "Well, no, one day at a time, we'll, you know, keep going one foot in front of the other." He says, "Well, I think it's time you put your affairs in order." And Aidan says, "Well, how long do you think I have left?" And I was thinking, like, 3 years, 4 years. He said, 3 to 6 weeks. So it was just catastrophic at the time. And Aidan died on the 31st of May, 2009. So within 3.5 months from being fit and healthy, he was gone. So we tried to keep, you know, I was working full time. I'd been working with Westmeath County Council for nearly 30 years and tried to keep going.
And your daughters were doing the junior cert and leaving cert.
The day after Aidan's funeral, Aisling set her leaving cert and Orla set her junior cert. So that's the kind of bubble that we were in trying to keep things normal, even though they weren't normal. And they did pass their exams, which was somebody up there looking, Aidan was looking down on them. But so things kind of went from bad to worse, and I had broke down. I couldn't work. I had to give up work. I couldn't function anymore. But I found a release through painting initially, because I used to paint, and I did a little children's kiddies preschool book. I illustrated it and wrote a little story, and I self-published it. But I had no business head, and I always say now that that side of my brain, the administration and all that, is gone. You know, I just couldn't do it anymore. So the little book didn't go anywhere. But all after Aidan died, I had started writing every morning. I'd heard about this morning pages. If you write before you get out of the bed in the morning, you help to free your brain of all your anger and grief and things that are annoying you, so that it helps you face the day.
And did it work for you? Did it help?
It did, because in a roundabout way, that's when I decided I wanted to write a novel. I'm not one to read memoirs or autobiographies. I read crime fiction. And I had this character created which mirrors what I was kind of going through. I have my lead character was Lottie Parker, who was a widow, had three teenage children, was trying to balance work and her home life. So this character grew through my writing, and I made a conscious decision as something to focus on, that I was going to write a crime book. And I did.
And how long did that take you?
Well, on and off, I think I was 5 years writing it. So it was a long haul. I got about halfway through it, and I decided, like, I needed to do it right. There's no point in having rambling. So I joined the Irish Writers' Centre, and I did a few courses, met some brilliant Irish authors, crime authors, who guided me and mentored me. And I suppose they recognised that there was something in the story that I was telling. And
what is the story of The Missing Ones? Because that's your first of three novels, but it's very prominently displayed in my local Dubray shop at the moment. And my wife Aileen has a copy on the bedside locker beside her as well. So tell us about this particular book.
Yeah, the book is, I suppose the theme really is grief and loss and secrets that have been buried for decades, and how one person is prepared to kill to keep those secrets buried. And when I wrote the prologue, the prologue is very short, and it has three little children looking out the window of an institution, seeing another child being buried. And one turns to the other and says, "I wonder which one of us will be next." And I found that their voices were coming to me the whole time I was writing. And I originally started writing about kind of planning and developers and that type of thing. But that became a subplot, and the whole institutional abuse of children and their mothers from recent Irish history came to the forefront. And my central character, Lottie Parker, finds that her own family history is intrinsically linked into the case that she's investigating.
But is this all coming from your imagination, or did you research cases that might have fed into the book?
I didn't research cases because I wanted it to be fiction. I didn't want it to be somebody else's story. But I would have been influenced about what I'd heard on the radio, seen on the television, what I'd read in newspapers. So it was in my subconscious, but I consciously didn't, you know, research because it's too raw, and it's still too raw in people's minds. So what I've written is fiction and crime fiction. And
it took you 5.5 years, but how then did you manage to get it published?
Well, when I had it fairly ready to send out, I sent it to Ger Nicol, who was the first agent I sent it to, and she accepted it and emailed me to say that she was loving the book. And I actually emailed her back to make sure it was mine that she was reading. That's how little confidence I had. But she said, yes, I'm sure. And she signed me in January of 2016 and started to submit the book. And of course, you get the usual rejections. And in May of that year, Bookatour, who are a relatively new digital publisher in London, came back to see if I had anything else written. And I had, because when I finished The Missing Ones, I had started book two in the Lottie Parker series. And I said, well, there's 1.5 written. So they signed me for 4 books initially in a series. And I've since signed me for a further 3. So there would
That's brilliant.
7 in total.
And you've become a number one bestseller in Australia and Canada with these books.
Yeah, and it's done really well in the US. It was about 15 weeks on the USA Today bestsellers. And the second book in the series was on the New York Times bestseller list because they combine their ebooks and the paperbacks and hardbacks. Whereas in Ireland, it's just the paperback. And it's doing really well in the paperback in Ireland as well since it came out in January.
It is indeed. And as I said, I've noticed it very prominently displayed. So has this been completely life-changing for you? Have come from dreadful personal situation, adversity. Has this changed everything for you?
It has, in one way, because it has got me out of the darkness that I was in. It has given me a purpose. It's helped me to live again. And in another way, I am so busy writing and editing that I haven't time to step back and to see and realise how successful it has been. But in a nutshell, yes, it has changed my life.
And then are you turning into Lottie Parker, your main character?
No, I'm not turning into her. But I think when I initially started writing, there was a lot of me in Lottie. And I would have poured my own emotions and my anger and grief into her character. And authors say there's always about 30% of the author in their main character. But as the books have gone on, Lottie has taken on a life of her own.
Would this have been an ambition for you many years back? Did you ever dream as a child or a teenager, as a young adult, of being a writer?
I always wanted to be a writer. When I was in school, I wanted to be a journalist. But being the eldest of a family, and back in the 70s, you went out and you got a job in the civil service, and there was no such thing as college or anything like that. But I did about 25 years ago, I actually did write a novel because it was always going round and round in my head. So that was the novel that I got out of my system, the one that will never see the light of day. And it was always an ambition to write a book.
And crime fiction, has that always been your favourite type of things to read?
I always read thrillers, crime fiction, like from Stephen King, Jeffrey Deavers, Ian Rankin, all of those. That's what I read. So I think it was a natural progression. That's the genre that I would write in.
It's a great story. I'm delighted for you. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us. Patricia Gibney is the author of The Missing Ones, which is now a bestseller in Ireland as well as internationally.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.